Thank God.
Tunamshukuru Mungu.
Are you doing good?
Je, mnaendelea vizuri?
Mzuri? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to go back to a scripture that we began early on with. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Abba, Daddy, you're awesome.
Baba, wewe ni mzuri sana.
How we love you.
Tunakupenda sana.
We are so grateful
tunayoheshima
for you giving us this time,
kwa kutupa nafasi hii tena,
that we might hear,
ili tuweze kusikia,
we might see,
tuweze kuona,
we might know,
na tuweze kuelewa
the glory of our God.
Utukufu wako Mungu.
With thankful hearts,
tunakushukuru kwa neema hii.
We bless you.
Tunakubariki.
Holy Spirit, thank you for demonstrating again today in Jesus' name. Amen. In your Bibles, in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says, For by grace,
kwa maana, kwa neema,
you have been saved,
tumeokolewa,
through faith,
kwa kupitia imani,
and this not of yourselves,
na hii sio kwa ajili yetu tu,
so no one can boast.
Kwa hiyo hakuna mtu anaweza kujisifia.
I want to demonstrate for you,
ninataka nieleze kwenu,
the relationship between the grace of God,
mahusiano kati ya neema ya Mungu,
and the faith,
na imani,
that we rest in that promise.
Ambayo tunakaa katika kuitarajia.
God's grace,
neema ya Mungu,
is everything that he has done for us.
Ni kila kitu ambacho Mungu ameshafanya.
All that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Kwa sababu Yesu alikwisha kumaliza hiyo pale msalabani.
That he took all of our sins.
Alichukua dhambi zetu zote.
All of our sins.
Dhambi zetu zote.
Past, present, and future. All the sins of all mankind for all time. He did it all at once. One sacrifice for all. Jesus does never have to do it again. So even the sins that you may commit in the future, Jesus already bore those. Jesus already paid for forgiveness for those sins. Jesus became what the Bible calls propitiation. That's a big word that means he took all the punishment that we deserved for our sins.
Ni kwamba alichukua adhabu zote ambazo sisi tulipaswa kuzipata, yeye akachukua kwa niaba yake.
All that we deserved to get because of our sins, he took it all.
Yale yote ambayo tulipaswa sisi kuadhibiwa kwa sababu ya dhambi zetu, Yesu alichukua yote.
He paid the price for us.
Alilipa gharama yote kwa ajili yetu.
There is only one sin that can keep you out of heaven. It's not many sins. They've been forgiven. There's one sin that can keep you out of heaven. That is the sin of not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Of not placing your trust and faith in him for eternal life. That's it. That's it. Only one thing can keep you out of heaven. So when you place your faith in Jesus to give you life, to make you a new creation, you become a son, you become a daughter, you become what the Bible says, a joint heir with Jesus. And he did all of that for you by his grace. And now we receive it. We receive the truth by faith.
Tunapokea kwa imani. Sorry. Wale waombaji wanatakiwa huko.
He took all of our sicknesses upon himself. By grace. He chose to do it. How do we get that? How do we get healing? By placing faith in that grace. Alright, now watch. I have with me here, I have money, American money. I have a job. I am a carpenter. I build things in America. I work very hard. I worked for this money. I worked hard for this money. You had nothing to do with it. I offer this money to anyone that wants it. I offer this money to anyone that wants it. I paid for it. I worked for it. You did nothing. But I freely offer it to you. I freely offer this to you. Who wants it? Who wants this? Do you want this? You want this? It is by grace I offer it to you. None of you paid for it. None of you worked for it. I freely, by grace, offer it to you. This is available to anyone that wants it. I am showing you what the grace of God is like. He paid for you. Oh, you want it? Oh. Then take it. Okay.
Sawa.
In the kingdom of God, the grace of God has been given to all mankind. The healing that Jesus paid for is available to all mankind. It is the grace of God freely offered. But faith is needed. Only one person here demonstrated faith. Where's the lady? Where is she? Oh, it's over here. Okay, come over here. What did she do? She said, you are offering. You are offering me something that you paid for. You are offering me something that you worked for. You are offering me something I don't deserve. But you are saying, freely I give. And she said, you're offering, I freely receive. That is faith. That is faith. That is faith. Jesus, you are offering eternal life. I choose to receive. I choose to receive. Jesus, you are offering healing for my body. I choose to receive. I choose to receive. That is faith. As long as you sit there and you say, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Ninaamini hiyo.
You do not believe it.
Hauamini kabisa.
Until
mpaka hapo
you receive.
Utakapopokea.
That's faith.
Hiyo ndio imani.
Many, many people.
Watu wengi.
They say, oh, I believe that Jesus
kwamba Yesu ni anakuamini.
Paid the price.
Umelipa gharama kwa ajili yangu. Kwa ajili yangu.
But there's a huge difference between saying, I agree, and saying, I receive. I receive what you have freely done for me. I receive it unto myself. When we begin to see that all salvation, all healing, all deliverance, all the promises of God, all the blessing of God is freely given by the grace of God to anyone that will receive it by faith. Every one of you here today, you can receive salvation for your bodies. You can receive freedom and liberty in your bodies. You can receive the provision of God. You can receive the abundance of God. But you need to receive it. Where's my Bible?
Your Bible?
Yeah. If I give him my Bible, I gave him my Bible. Now, what if he says, oh, Tony!
Oh, Tony!
Please, I want your Bible! Oh, Tony! Will you come and give me your Bible? Oh, Tony! I need you to give me your Bible! Please, give me your Bible! How do I answer that? I already gave it to him. How do I answer that? I cannot. Many people say, I ask God for healing. I ask God for deliverance. And he is silent. He says nothing. No! God the Father has already spoken through Jesus Christ, his Son. And he freely gave everything you need for life and godliness. He freely already gave. It's sitting in front of you in the spiritual realm. He's waiting on us.
To
say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for strength. Thank you for healing. Thank you for life. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for meeting every need of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I receive. How many times do we cry out to God? Come! God, come! We need you to come! I need you to bring revival! But he doesn't answer. We hear nothing. Why? He's already done it. When Jesus hung on the cross, what did he say? It is finished! It is finished! What was finished? Everything you need. Everything you need for life. Everything you need to be powerful in the kingdom. The availability of the Spirit of God to come to you and live in you. It's finished! It's already done on God's part. But the church is crying out for God to come. He cannot answer that prayer. Because Jesus has already answered it. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. God did everything you need to have done. Stop your crying out. May our prayers change today. From begging God to prayers of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting me be a joint heir with you. Thank you, Jesus, for your Spirit coming to live within me. Thank you, Jesus. May today our prayers change. No more begging. You are not a beggar. You are not a beggar. You are a son and a daughter of God if you've been born again. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing that there is to bless you. The Word of God says so. Amen.
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 Oh. 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 What if I was to hold up some more money? What would you do? How many of you would get up? How many of you would get up? How many of you would run over here and say, I'll take it? Why? Because you have seen. In the same way, may you begin to receive the inheritance of God that is yours, freely given. Oh, not freely paid for. Jesus paid it with his life. Jesus' blood was shed. He gave up his life. Was crucified on the cross so that we can freely receive. Hallelujah.
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 We are most blessed. You are most blessed. May your prayers change today. From begging God, no more begging. No more begging, please. You're not a beggar. You are rich with an inheritance of God. You say, I just don't believe that. Then you won't see it. Because everything comes as you release faith and you receive for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, when you are praying for people, Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will get better. When you pray for someone, what if you don't see anything happen? Immediately, there will be a devil that will put a thought in your head. God doesn't want to heal him. No! God made a decision 2,000 years ago to heal all. God is not deciding today who he wants to heal, who he wants to bless. God decided 2,000 years ago to bless you. He decided to bless you. God made a decision to give you life, to give you an inheritance. He already made that decision. He's not deciding that today. So you're praying for someone. You don't see anything happen. Understand this. Our part is just to release what Jesus has already done. So you're praying for someone. You put your hand on them. You command the sickness to go. You say, what's happening? The person says, nothing's happening. The pain is still there. And pray again. We don't pray asking God. Remember, we speak to the mountain. We speak to the pain. We command the pain to go. Okay. What if you pray three times? Here's what happens. The devil begins to try to make you think that God doesn't want that person well. The devil is a liar. God decided 2,000 years ago, he saw every sickness for all people, for all of time. And Jesus took all that sickness upon himself. And he finished it. God's not deciding not to do that. If you are not seeing anything happen,
come on now.
Let me tell you something that's very important. Remember, it's by grace through faith. We keep our faith in the finished work of Jesus. So, if I'm praying for someone and I see nothing happen, and I need to leave them, I do not take away my faith. I do not say, well, I guess God doesn't want to heal them. No! No, you need to leave your faith with that person. You leave your faith with that person. Let me give you a great example. We were in Liberia, Africa.
And
a big crusade with 30,000 people. The team went down to the ground to pray for people. And I saw all these people in wheelbarrows. Their legs and their arms are hanging over the wheelbarrow. They couldn't talk, they couldn't move. They're all paralyzed. All these people in wheelbarrows. They brought them there. In wheelbarrows. And I looked at that. I said, God, I put my hands on them. And I began to command the spirits of sickness to come out of them. I released the life of Jesus into them. I probably prayed for 100 people. Not one person moved. Not one person moved. And I said this, Lord, I know every time I touch someone, the Holy Spirit in me It's going into that person. Every time. Jesus, you said, there will always be a sign
that
when I lay my hand on someone, the Spirit of God will always flow through me. And you, if you believe. So I knew that every one of them was touched. Because that's what I was there for. So I thank God for their healing. Even though I saw nothing, I went back to America. It was 30 days later. I started getting emails. And the email said this. You remember the people in the wheelbarrows? Over the last couple of weeks, they've been jumping up in the morning out of bed. And walking one after another, after another, after another. Hallelujah! But what if I prayed, I saw nothing happen, and I said, well, I guess God doesn't want to heal them. Then nothing would have happened. Because I would have taken back my faith. Because I know that 2,000 years ago, Jesus carried all the sickness. That's why I can leave faith with people. When I pray for someone now, if I don't see the manifestation, I do not take the faith back. That person walks away with the faith that I release still over them. Still over them. Wherever you go, that faith stays with you. Until the answer is manifested. Eh?
Amen.
Praise God. We doubt God when we should never doubt God. God is faithful. He will fulfill His word. Just believe. Just believe. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to get excited. Excited that you are a child of God. Excited that Jesus saw you. He saw you. Jesus saw you before you were ever born. Jesus saw you when He hung on that cross. And He said, I see His life. I take all that on. I release. Before you ever knew Jesus, He released for you all the provision of life. He already did it! Because God so loved you. Before you ever knew God, He loved you. And He made a plan for your life. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Someone here? You have pain in your head right now. Who's that? Who's got that? Who is that? Okay, come here.
Yeah.
Mzingatie maelekezo.
Amesema. Oh, there's only three?
Amesema.
I thought we'd have like 50.
Ni maumivu kwenye kipanda uso eh. Kwa hiyo usichanganye. Wale wengine wenye mahitaji ya jumla tukutane sasa hivi pale kanisani. Mtumishi atakuwepo pale ili tuweze pia kuokoa na muda. Jitahidi tukutane pale sasa hivi.
Hayo maumivu naita kuruhanga. Kiruga. Kama unasikia maumivu kuruhanga. Ndio hapa.
Okay, you have had pain?
Nyote na maumivu.
You have had pain?
Unasikia maumivu hayo hapa? Kichwa hapa kinauma. Na mzee hapa.
Are you born again?
Naokoka?
Naokoka?
Yes.
Okay. Give me your hand. Put your hand right there.
Weka mkono wako hapa.
No. Tell her to pray. Tell her, I command that pain to come out of my head.
Hebu omba sasa, sema ninaamuru maumivu haya yatoke kwa jina la Yesu.
Ninaamuru maumivu haya yatoke kwa jina la Yesu.
Right now in Jesus name. Paul say that.
Sasa hivi katika jina la Yesu.
Sasa hivi katika jina la Yesu.
Sema tena.
Sasa hivi katika jina la Yesu. Sasa hivi katika jina la Yesu.
Amen. Okay. What's happening?
Haya, hebu angalia. Unasikia maumivu?
Amina.
Maumivu yameisha. Hebu aseme.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Maumivu yameisha.
Hey,
utukufu kwa Bwana. Mshangilie Bwana kwa ajili yake.
Who prayed?
Je, ni nani ameomba hapa?
It wasn't us that prayed.
Je, ni sisi tuliomba? Si yeye mwenyewe ameomba.
She's a believer.
Kwa sababu ameamini.
She has the same authority, the same Holy Spirit.
Kwa hiyo anayo mamlaka yale yale ambayo sisi tunayo. Roho yule yule ambaye sisi tunaye.
Praise God.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Okay, come here.
Njoo.
Pray for her.
Hebu ombea huyu. Muombe huyu, ukemee hayo maumivu yatoke hapo.
Just, you're just commanding the pain to go.
Eh?
She got more than a headache.
Yeah. Done, man.
Where are we going?
I'm telling her to go to the church because she has another problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unasikia maumivu wapi?
Hapa. Okay, here you go.
Hebu muombe huyo maumivu
yake. Just tell her to command the pain to go.
Amuru hao maumivu kwenye kichwa chake.
In Jesus' name. Keep her eyes open.
Baba tu ndio tunasema sasa kwa uzio wako Yesu. Baba
right now, pain go.
In
Jesus' name. Okay, check it.
Angalia maumivu yametoka?
Yametoka.
Aha.
Nasema asante nimetoa fama kwa Bwana.
Babu anasema maumivu yametoka. Hebu mshangilie Bwana.
Amen. Okay. All right. Another one.
Huh? Jo mzee.
Yeah.
Sasa tunataka mzee amuombee huyu mama.
You pray.
Muombee maumivu yatoke.
Singing.
Kemea hayo maumivu kwa jina la Yesu. Shika kitu chako.
Mapito hapa.
That's right. In the name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu. Maumivu yote yaondoke. Eh, mama, angalia, bado unasikia maumivu? Kichwa kinauma bado?
What's happening?
Eh? Kimepona.
Hebu mshangilie mama hapa, anasema kichwa kimepona.
Oh, okay. All of you, come line up. Line up. Face each other like this. Face each other like this. Two lines.
Pangeni ustani miwili. Moja mbele na moja hapa na muangaliane.
Face her. Yeah, see.
Wewe njoo hapa. Aha. Angaliana na huyu. Geuka. Angaliana na huyu. Mama sogea hapa.
Njoo hapa. Angaliana na huyu.
Angaliana na huyu.
Njoo hapa.
Angaliana na huyu. Wewe umeshapona? Bado, okay.
Okay.
Wewe angaliana na.
Yeah. Ask them if they're all born again. Are they all born again? Mai Coca?
Mai Coca?
Mai Coca?
Sawa. Umeokoka pia. Coca. Eh. Na kitu kinao.
We're going to have them pray for each other.
Hmm? Why don't you leave this one and then join, okay, join us here? Yes.
Okay. Now. Okay, have them pray. Have them pray. All right, now she prays for her.
Pray for Ben.
Okay, all right, check it. Check it.
Just receive.
It's okay? Ah, okay, now you pray. You pray for her. Okay, check it. Check it. It's okay? What?
Amen.
You got more pain?
Mega pain.
She got pain somewhere else.
When I scared me, what? Sound.
Let's go
to the church. We are bringing him to the church. He has more about the other problem.
Okay. Okay, your head okay? It's okay? Yeah, all the pain go? In Jesus' name? It's okay? Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Okay. We want you to see
how they feel.
We want you to see. Jesus said. Jesus said, these signs will follow believers. These signs follow believers. If you believe, you can do the same thing. You say, well, what if I'm having a bad day? What if I just had a fight with my wife? What if I just got mad at someone and I had an argument? Is God going to use me? It's not about you. It's all about Jesus and what he has done. I have been amazed at my life. Times I have felt very low spiritually. I felt in myself like I can't help anyone. And I've seen some of the greatest miracles. Some of the greatest miracles in my life have happened when I felt very low. It's not about our feelings. It's about, are you a believer in the grace of God and what he has done? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna finish this session by praying for those who need prayer. If you have something going on in your body and you want to be released from it, you come and we'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord.
Thousands of people are coming.
Oh, hundreds of people.
We got to ask okay. for their salvation.
Here's, we're going to, no.
Okay.
This is just for what prayer for whatever.
Please invite the translators.
Yeah, we need one more translator.
We need someone that can translate. We need one more person that can speak English over here.